I know. Most of you are rather skeptical of old wives' tales. You'd use better sources of information, like newspapers and magazines. The problem with using newspapers as a good source of scientific information is that their purpose, unfortunately, is not to disseminate factual information, but rather to sell newspapers. To sell newspapers, you use eye-catching gimmicks such as headlines claiming a new discovery or a report that a new scientific study contradicts an earlier finding. Unfortunately, the consequence of this kind of health hawking is that the public has become very cynical, distrusting scientists for raising false hopes and changing information they had previously claimed as true. Other sources that people commonly use to obtain nutrition and health information are books. Books appear authoritative enough, and there are plenty of them. Here are some recent selections from online booksellers. But the problem with books is similar to that of newspapers and magazines. The predominant purpose of publishing books is to make money. In fact, many publishers have developed formulas as to how to write a best-selling health book that is based primarily on market research. The next time you pick up a lay health book, observe the source of evidence that some treatment works. You'll find that most of the evidence comes from either direct testimony, such as, "I ate this herb and it caused me to lose 10 pounds in 1 week," or secondhand testimony, such as, "I had one patient who lost more than 100 pounds after eating this herb." Testimony may be very good evidence in court, but is lousy in science.